Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Now, as we say, I mean, you can't swing a dead cat at the moment without hitting about three think pieces about the opening no advertisement in this marriage equality campaign. Everybody has been talking about this one. What are the Yes campaign actually doing to get the same kind of exposure?
Well, we have obviously responded with an ad where we make it quite clear that, you know, the only young Australians that will be affected are gay and lesbian young Australians who, for the first time, will be treated with the same dignity and respect as everybody else. You know, we're quite used to these dishonest and misleading tactics of the opponents of marriage equality. And I guess another key thing we've been doing this week is really highlighting and indeed celebrating the strong support for marriage equality amongst faith communities.
Now, of course, as you say, this advertisement is dishonest. It is misleading. I think I can say from a personal point of view or behalf on most thinking Australians, the claims that it's making are absolute undeniable nonsense. But to me, it seems like anybody who's going to take the claims in that advertisement seriously, their mind is going to be pretty set. There's no way you're going to find somebody who takes that particular advertisement seriously and change their mind from voting no to yes. So even that that yes ad you mentioned there with Karen Phelps that came out yesterday mentioning the no ad, do you think the Yes campaign is focusing too much on the no voters?
We're really focused on the key supporters of marriage equality, the majority of Australians who support it. And this week, we particularly have been highlighting the various faith groups who support marriage equality. You know, there was polling released at the beginning of the week that showed a majority of Catholics, Christians support it. People from the Hindu faith, Muslim faith, and Jewish communities have also come out strongly in support of marriage equality. But also, we've been supporting community campaigns right across the country, because we know this is a reform that unites Australians, and that's our focus. Our focus is on uniting Australians, while the opponents of marriage equality are focused on dividing Australians.
Well, currently the government is waiting until the High Court challenge before they decide on tightening deceptive or misleading advertisements. Taking that into consideration, these kind of criticisms that have been made about the opening no advertisement, do you think this could be a catalyst for the government to regulate the advertising around this postal campaign sooner rather than later?
Well, we know that this is the kind of tactics that the opponents of marriage equality have always and will always engage in. It is an acknowledgement that they know that a majority of Australians support marriage equality, because they have made it very clear they are no longer campaigning on the issue of marriage equality. They're going to look for every desperate distraction they can. It's really important that we don't take the bait and that we focus on the positive messages that are out there of so many people supporting marriage equality and so many people actively campaigning for marriage equality.
And I think it's been very heartening to see that so many people have, in fact, signed up, registered to vote, just so they can be voting in this campaign. I think it is very heartening to see, and a lot of young people registering to vote perhaps earlier than they would have otherwise. But I think the major challenge for the Yes campaign is most likely going to be getting people to vote. People do believe in marriage equality. They're very simple to say, yes, of course, why is this even an issue? But whether they're willing to go to the trouble of filling out a ballot and sending it back is another question. What is the Yes campaign doing to tackle that one?
Well, we're making sure that everybody starts to put together their vote plan. So making sure that communities across Australia are getting ready to vote yes. Getting ready to vote yes for their friends, their family members, their colleagues, and their teammates. And there's activities happening right across Australia. It is very exciting at the moment. People are getting ready to vote yes. And we hope that a strong majority of Australians will do that, and indeed will reflect the settled will of the Australian people.
And as I sort of mentioned earlier, the vast majority of the support we see for the Yes campaign is coming to us mostly in grassroots movements. We see a lot of people making the time to go on their Facebook to independently say, this is why I support marriage equality. An ex-presenter here at 2SER wrote a lovely note saying, from the perspective of a gay man, just to people in his own neighbourhood, he hand-delivered notes around his neighbourhood saying, from the perspective of a gay man, I think it is very important that you vote yes on this plebiscite. So there's a lot of terrific grassroots movements, but if people aren't real sure how to get involved in the marriage equality campaign, if they're not sure how to get involved in the Vote Yes campaign, what would you say to them? What would you recommend?
The most important thing they can do is make sure they go to a website called yes.org.au. It's at that website where they'll be able to learn all the actions that people can take.
Alex, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.